and welcome to yet another edition of the Full Force News Burst, brought to you by GeneralsJoesReborn.com, with me as your host, Chris. Heavy breathing and heart palpitations imminent, McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80. Joining me today to discuss the leaked images of the brand new G.I. Joe classified convention set Snake Eyes is Justin Tears of Joy Bell. So without further ado, let's get stuck into this incredibly mental news burst. Just a short while ago, Toy Jaeger posted a number of leaked images of the G.I. Joe classified elite convention set Snake Eyes Deluxe figure, and it has blown us all away. The images show a rather complex amount of packaging with gorgeous artwork on a predominantly black box, much like we have come to expect from convention style offerings. Snake Eyes looks incredible as a slightly updated version of his classic version 2 figure with a huge weapons and accessories loadout. It would appear that the Snake Eyes retail box is housed inside a larger box with a second box for some of the extra accessories, including a decorative Japanese standee and an array of interesting weapons. It is quite incredible finally seeing the images for this coming line, and it would also appear as though we have some sort of look at the other characters' styling on the back of the standard box Snake Eyes comes in. You can tell based off this art and the design of the Snake Eyes figure that we are getting a modernized update to the original designs, which goes well with the 6-inch scale. I wouldn't put it past Hasbro to possibly release more classic designs based on the toys and cartoons further down the line, if sales support. It would also be highly likely that this particular item will be going up on Hasbro Pulse over Toy Fair weekend, so keep an eye out for that. Well, I'm f***ing excited. Justin, how good does it feel to finally get a look at this?
Oh man, it feels amazing. I mean, this morning has been one of the best G.I. Joe related mornings I've had in a long time, just seeing all these images fly out. And really, when it comes to what I was looking for in a 6-inch line, I mean, they nailed it. Big from time. What we've seen so far, it's just obviously it's a single offering, but if this is a sign of kind of what to expect, I'm on cloud nine. I mean, it's going to be fantastic.
I mean, I love that I've only just noticed this, but I love they've incorporated the star shape to as the cutout on the box. So yeah. Where you see Snake Eyes and his weapons and everything, there's this like it's like that it's the G.I. Joe star. I think that's really inspired. We've got like a silver kind of G.I. Joe classified series logo on there. We've got a beautiful like way of like, you know, showing the figures off in package. I mean, that's something, it's very similar to the Star Wars Black Series for a start, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Including like that kind of close-up head upper torso artwork that's almost like brushed chrome over black. So I do like that kind of effect on the box art. A lot of people have been saying they prefer like more colorful box. I mean, this is a convention exclusive. It's very likely that the retail figures will look like the Snake Eyes retail box that's kind of inside all of this deluxe packaging.
Right.
But a lot of people are saying that they want more color in there. And is that something that bothers you in any way, shape, or form?
Not necessarily. I suspect that the retail line will probably have more color. I would think the G.I. Joe symbol will probably be in full color. I think this is probably just, they're probably using a similar format for this exclusive, but I think they're probably making it look a little bit more premium by having kind of the chrome-ish looking package, the black and white kind of striking silver font and stuff. I suspect that when you see these on shelves at Walmart and Target, and first of all, holy shit, actually going to see G.I. Joe on shelves in Walmart and Target.
Oh my God.
But I think you'll see the white letters and the red, white, and blue stripes, and I think it'll be much more colorful actually on the shelf.
Yeah. I mean, he comes, and also we've got to talk about the accessories because he comes with an absolute loadout.
Oh my God. Yeah.
I mean, we're looking at obviously the kind of standard accessories. So he's got swappable hands, so he's got like a chopping hand, I think a punching hand, and then he's got the two regular hands. He's got the Uzi, he's got the pistol, he's got the backpack, he's got the classic sword and sheath. You know, there's a lot going on there, and the sword and sheath connect to the backpack as well, which is really awesome.
And the sword is like, it's his 85 sword. It's basically the same thing, yeah.
Yes, and I mean, in terms of like, and also that, with this being a deluxe kind of convention set exclusive, which I believe is going to be on a Hasbro Pulse over Toy Fair weekend as well, so keep an eye out for that, guys. We have this beautiful like other section of accessories, including that ornate Japanese kind of like weapon stand, which is just absolute. And the fact they've done like almost like little fake drawers on one side where you can clip the weapons to, and then on the other side you've got this gorgeous like piece of like classic Japanese art, that kind of cream on black kind of it's just gorgeous, isn't it?
Oh man, and they really nailed it with this set. I mean, it's very, very much kind of ninja themed, and some really gorgeous sculpting, gorgeous packaging and presentation. It's you can kind of see the inspiration they're bringing from the Snake Eyes film, where it's clearly has, you know, very strong kind of Japanese martial arts inspiration, and they've carried that over into this particular figure with great results.
There's loads more to go into. I mean, the packaging itself, there's a white backing board that kind of opens out to be kind of like an ornate background, and it's got Timber's face on it, which I think is gorgeous, and it's got like all, you know, very ornate, beautiful artwork going on throughout the entire piece. And then on the back of the box, we've got the kind of, I suppose, the retail characters artwork, which is just, it looks like a movie poster, and it's just absolutely spectacular, isn't it? And one thing I must point out is that there are Alley Vipers on there.
Isn't that crazy?
So we're
they're carrying their shields and their machine guns. Yeah, it's amazing.
I think it was a shout out to one of the Seddons who follows the show now, I think, after listening to me on Talking Joe. Thank you very much. I think it was Peter, her posted that he said, what is this character? And I looked at it and I'm like, God, it looks like an alien, the way, because it was like a grainy picture and it wasn't too clear. And then I zoomed in on them, because obviously we've been getting pictures flooding through, like just absolutely flooding through this morning. And this one came up and I'm like, oh, hang about. That's an Alley Viper. I saw the shape of the shield. I'm like, that's an Alley Viper shield. And then I kind of looked really close at the helmet. And I'm like, oh my God, we're seeing Alley Vipers here. So,
and they got Gung Ho. They've got Destro. I mean, obviously they've got some ninjas on there. And the coolest thing to me, both with the figure and with the art as well, is they're not being slavishly faithful to the vintage design. They're obviously using a lot of it as inspiration.
Yeah.
But it's very much a Pursuit of Cobra sort of feel, where they take the right cues and enhance them for more modern, kind of less kind of real strict military styles, kind of more modernized, kind of weird homage bridge between military and superhero, which is what I love. And they're doing that to pretty much perfection. And, you know, I don't know if we can guarantee that everybody on the back of this package is going to be seen as a figure.
But
I think it's pretty likely.
Well, that leads me to kind of go into the direction that we've seen, like Earthrise and Siege and all of the Transformers box art. That does come to fruition when they put the artwork on the box. So I think, obviously not in the first couple of waves we're going to get these, but I think definitely down the line, if this is a successful line, we're going to see those characters. And I think they're the ones that will be maybe forefront of those wave 3, wave 4, wave 5, etc., etc. So, man, I'm super stoked about this. I mean, talking about the modern designs, do you expect that Hasbro may go with more classic designs in the future if the sales support that?
Oh, I think so. I think they're going to keep everything open. I mean, that's kind of what they do with some of their other lines.
Yeah, you know, Marvel Legends especially.
Exactly, yeah. They'll add some kind of quirks that make it not slavishly close to the comic counterpart, but then they'll also go back and specifically do a very accurate comic counterpart. And I could see them doing that, where this version of Snake Eyes is kind of their headliner, but then, you know, in some future wave down the line, they'll go more kind of spandex bodysuit sort of
with Timber.
Yeah, exactly. I mean they did that in the 25th anniversary line. I mean, because this is pretty similar to kind of the format they used for that first 25th anniversary Snake Eyes, who was obviously a commando Snake Eyes, not with the night visor, but he had military pants. He had, you know, a slightly tweaked sort of look to him it was a bridge between the vintage and between modern, and that's kind of what this is as well. So, but then they later in the 25th line went back to be more accurate to the vintage, and I think they could do that here too.
It does feel like almost like an upscale version of one of the versions of Snake Eyes they did in the modern era, kind of around Pursuit of Cobra, around Retaliation.
It's got that kind of chest web gear that the G.I. Joe Retaliation kind of City Strike Snake Eyes had. It had that kind of cross web gear along, you know, over the chest. He's
knee
got some
pads
of that
as well. Knee pads. Yep. Like, that's very much the POC Retaliation kind of vibe, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh my God. Can I just say, I've never seen the internet blow up like I have today, this morning.
I was doing this stuff since, you know, for quite a while now. There has been times when this has happened, but it's been rare. I mean, this is pretty extreme. This is certainly ticking a lot of the right boxes for people.
I think a lot of that has to do with the dip, the fact we haven't had anything for a while in terms of retail. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, you're getting all of this, by the way. And here's the first look at it. And it's I can understand why there's a massive, like, oh my God, but I can't keep up with it. And I'm already looking at the moment on my phone, and it's back up to like 60, 70 reactions on on Facebook. And I just checked that before we started 10 minutes ago, and it is just constant. It's been like that all morning, and
it has.
Hopefully it continues. But I know it's just artwork, but we do get to see some vehicles on the reverse of the box as well. Do you think they will do some of the smaller vehicles for the line going forward?
That's a tough sell. I mean, even Marvel Legends, a line that's, you know, very successful.
It's like motor. They only do like the motorbikes and stuff, don't they?
Yeah, that's kind of the extent. We might get a Ram and maybe a Cobra version of it or something like that.
Silver,
but
they
show like the Bridge Layer and Rattlers and Conquest. Settled down. We're not going to see any of that stuff. Because they did do a Star Wars Black TIE Fighter at one point, which, if I remember right, just did not sell
it
at all.
And no,
ended up
it
on clearance.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. I've bought a few of
those. If Star Wars
can't
sell it, then I don't think G.I. Joe will either.
No, I totally agree with that. I totally agree with that. And yeah, I mean, dude, we've got a lot to cover, I think, in the next few days around Toy Fair.
I mean, Toy Fair's coming, in 4 days. Yeah, if anybody wants to know exactly when the Hasbro kind of collector's event starts, go to generalstrosreborn.com. I've got a big blue countdown timer right on the main page. So we got 4 days, 3 hours, 18 minutes, and 46 seconds until Hasbro collector's event at Toy Fair.
I've got to book my train ticket to New
York. Better,
yeah. Yeah, I better do that soon.
And it's also, we should probably tell people, it's streaming live too on Hasbro Pulse's Facebook page. Not that we want you to go there instead of checking, you know, the full force, but it will be there too.
Of course, they'll be doing that, their live stream event, and I imagine everyone should be checking that out, definitely.
And
it saves me typing a load of stuff during the event as well, which is great. We can just share the Hasbro live stream instead, which will be a lot easier. But then obviously I'm going to be getting on, hopefully, some up close and personal viewpoints of this stuff. And, you know, hopefully we'll get around and talk to some people as well. So we'll try and get as much live streaming going as possible. Justin, thanks for jumping on and chatting about this early in the morning.
Absolutely.
As it happens. Like I said, there's probably going to be more flying out of this. And also, just quickly, there has been a picture going around of a figure alongside Snake Eyes, but it is just a custom to confirm. It's not a new Duke or a new Flint. It's a custom.
Oh, yeah, I saw that, and I was pretty sure that wasn't an actual G.I. Joe figure.
Just to kind of put some people at ease on that one. This is the only figure we've seen to date, to this minute that we're talking. I don't know what's happened on the internet since, because it's been 3 minutes. Justin, thank you very much for jumping on, buddy. I'll speak to you very soon.
Yep, no problem. Thank you, Chris.
That's it for this installment of the Full Force News Burst. Join us in the next few minutes, because obviously it's going to be coming thick and fast. Thank you to my awesome co-host, Justin Bell. See you next time, and as always, Full Force.
I think I'm coming thick and fast, too.
Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing, and commenting on these videos. And as always, you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter @TheFullForce, liking the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheFullForce. And if you would like to contact the show, you can message us on either of those platforms with feedback or questions. We have also started a Patreon page, so if you want to see your name up in lights on these videos or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/TheFullForce podcast, or click the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.